With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. So many questions about President Trump's plan for Gaza.
A day after the president revealed his breathtaking vow to own Gaza, Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt provided some clarifying details.
The president has not committed to putting boots on the ground in Gaza. He has also said that the United States is not going to pay for the rebuilding of Gaza.
Leavitt, however, contradicted her boss. The president said residents of the Gaza Strip could be permanently relocated elsewhere, but she told reporters that Palestinians would be removed temporarily. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Military recruitment is surging under President Trump. Defense Secretary Hegseth, writing on X, says Army recruitment numbers hit a 12-year high in December and a 15-year high last month. Also at SRNNews.com, the Senate expected to vote today to confirm Russell Vought as director of the White House Office of Management and Budget.
Vought can expect no support from Democrats after they boycotted his committee vote altogether and all voted against advancing his nomination on Wednesday. Democrats are outraged over an OMB memo last month that ordered a temporary pause in the disbursement of loans, grants, and other financial assistance to study whether the spending falls in line with President Trump's agenda. That memo has since been rescinded by the White House. Vought served in the same capacity during President Trump's first term. Bob Agner reporting.
President Trump is attending the National Prayer Breakfast at the Capitol this morning. Joining a more than 70-year Washington tradition, brings together a bipartisan group of lawmakers. Mr. Trump will also speak at a separate prayer breakfast at a Washington hotel sponsored by a private group. One of the last remaining U.S. industrial conglomerates, Honeywell, planning to split into three independent companies. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 21 points, NASDAQ futures 24 points lower. This is SRN News. Religious freedom activists have a message for Washington.
They are calling on President Trump and the new Congress to include protection of conscience among their foreign policy goals. The International Religious Freedom Summit concluded in the nation's capital this week with the hope that the new administration will use its influence to try and curb the persecution of Christians and other religious minorities around the world, a crisis that is worse now than at any time in recent memory. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A man arrested for firing a shotgun outside an upstate New York synagogue shortly after the Hamas attack on Israel in 2023 has pleaded guilty to federal charges. Mufid Fawaz was arrested after shots were fired outside Temple Israel of Albany. The Iraqi-born man was shouting, "Free Palestine," when officers arrested him, later told investigators that he felt affected by events in the Mideast. Under a deal with prosecutors, the 29-year-old has pleaded to obstructing the free exercise of religious beliefs by threat of force, among other charges. SRN News. President Trump clarifies his administration's posture toward Iran. We get the latest from the media line's Felice Friedson.
Reports that the United States and Israel will together launch airstrikes into Iran are simply untrue. On Wednesday, President Donald Trump said his preference is to renew the nuclear agreement with Iran that he worked to kill during his first term in office. Tweeting on his Truth social platform, the president said reports that the United States, working in conjunction with Israel, is going to blow Iran into smithereens are greatly exaggerated. He said instead that he wants Iran to be a great country, but it cannot have a nuclear weapon. A verified peace agreement is the alternative. He also signed a memorandum reinstating economic sanctions on Iran. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.